You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Hello, this is Monday afternoon, and the most interesting thing in tech is a new bill proposed by Senator Josh Hawley and Senator Mark Warner, Republican, Democrat. And the bill would require all the major tech platforms to tell their users how much their data is worth. Facebook would build a dashboard, and it would tell me, Nick, how much my data is worth to Facebook. Facebook would have to do this, refresh it every 90 days. There would have to be an easy way for me to delete my data. So this is pretty complicated stuff. The tech companies will argue right off the bat that there's no way to measure somebody's data. How could you possibly know how much I am worth in all of the incredibly complicated algorithms and data sets, and what do they know and what do they not know, and it would constantly change based on all kinds of variables. And that would be true. It would be quite hard to do it. On the other hand, they also surely have done internal calculations that approximate how much every user's data is worth, because they have to figure out how much to pay for acquisitions. They need to figure out all kinds of deals. So they have pretty good approximations of this. So let's imagine they can get the data and they can present it to you, and this bill does become law. What does that do? Well, sometimes sunlight is great. It would help us understand more about how Facebook works. It would help us understand how Facebook is monetizing what we do. On the other hand, it could also create all kinds of crazy tensions and weird reactions. Why is my data worth more than yours? You can imagine customers trying to compete with each other to make their data more valuable. You can imagine people being really upset. You can imagine lots of calls for the companies to pay the users, which would be complicated, because the reason Facebook has all this data, why all these platforms have this data, is because we entered it in order to make the service more valuable to us. So you can imagine it being helpful sunlight, and then you can imagine a whole bunch of confusion and chaos. This is going to be a hard regulation to get right, but it is certainly an interesting idea. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.